Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Doctor Who has always been famous for having him flying around in the TARDIS, which is, of course, this magical time machine that lets him pretty much do whatever the heck he wants. So that makes it extra strange when he comes up against issues that could easily be solved by using time travel, and he doesn't do it. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Who Culture, and here are 10 Doctor Who problems that time travel could have solved. 10. River Song's Sacrifice. Silence in the Library and Forest of the Dead are some of the finest episodes in David Tennant's run as the Doctor, so changing them in any way is heartbreaking. However, once the Vashti Narada are mollified enough for the survivors to escape, why didn't the Doctor simply nip back in time to warn everyone off, or explain why this planet was off limits? This could have been easily achieved by just dropping some information into the right ears. In fact, over the following years and incarnations, he had plenty of opportunities to warn River herself as he continued to meet her outside the sequence of time. Why then allow her to die in the manner that he did? And why abandon her knowing that part of her consciousness lived on in the data core of the planet? This is never referred to as a fixed point in time and space, so frankly, leaving her behind seems to be a cruel move on the part of the Doctor. Perhaps Ten gets the most sympathy here, as he was unaware of the importance of River Song to the galaxy. 11, 12, and 13, however, that's a different story. 9. Warn someone about the Cyber Army. Nightmare in Silver is Neil Gaiman's second script for Doctor Who, following the phenomenal episode The Doctor's Wife. He was tasked with making the Cybermen scary again, which to a large extent he managed. Nods to classic series appeared as the villains were redesigned, which they so often were in the original run, yet had remained consistently the same since the revival. However, an entire army of Cybermen hides under the theme park, waiting to begin their attack and assault on the universe. The Doctor manages to overcome them, though not without difficulty. Only the last minute intervention by the Emperor Porridge saves the Doctor, Clara, Angie, and Artie from certain death. Gladly reinstated in the TARDIS, the Doctor flies away glad to be alive. He literally has the means to go back and warn the Punishment Platoon of the army that lies in wait under their feet and does nothing. When it comes to the Doctor, sometimes it's the inaction that is the true mark of villainy. He had been fused with the Cyberiad, a shared consciousness of the Cybermen. While defeated, it is entirely possible that it steered him away from warning those doomed souls. 8. Genesis of the Daleks. All of the death, destruction, and mayhem that the Daleks have brought to the universe, the Doctor bears responsibility for. He didn't create the dreadful machines, yet when offered the opportunity, he wasn't able to bring himself to stop their birth. To be very fair to the Doctor here, it is against his nature to commit genocide, except for that one time that he did. Or maybe he didn't, it's hard to remember. Yet, having accepted the mission from the Time Lord Council to go to Skarrow and stop their creation, he hesitates at the crucial moment. Debating his authority to destroy a sentient being's existence, he waits just long enough to lose the power to do anything. If the Doctor can be commended for his nobility here, why in the heck hasn't another Time Lord gone back in time to do the same thing? The Master, for example, seems to hate the Daleks as much as the Doctor does, or fear them at least. Rassilon seems like the kind of madman who wouldn't blink at the idea of sending a Time Lord death squad to murder Davros in his sleep. While Skarrow was eventually locked away in time during the war, there was every opportunity before this and afterwards once the war ended. 7. Did we just forget to use archaeology? The Doctor doesn't like archaeologists. The Doctor points and laughs at archaeologists. However, in this case, combining forces with an archaeologist could just have saved a lot of people from a grisly death. In the 2020 New Year's Day special, Resolution, a lone Dalek is able to survive millennia to then possess Lynn, an archaeologist who stumbled on its resting site. It proceeds to murder many people in the search to build a new body and summon the Dalek fleet. The Doctor discovers what's happening, though the mutant Dalek itself almost destroys Aaron, Ryan's dad, before she can toss it into a supernova. With Aaron saved, and Lynn still very much alive, the Doctor is in a position to stop this mutant Dalek before it can become a threat to the planet. In standard fashion, the Doctor neglects to do anything about it. In what has become something of a theme, the threat is handled in a very linear fashion. Rather than utilizing the amazing piece of technology at their fingertips, the lone Dalek is responsible for dozens of deaths, then a year later is inadvertently responsible for dozens more. The Doctor wouldn't even have had to interact directly with the people from the past. She could simply have dug the Dalek up and tossed it into a stasis pod. 6. Amy and Rory's fate. Amy and Rory had every right to fear the Weeping Angels. Amy first encountered them on the starship Byzantium, where they proceeded to infect her, slowly taking command of her mind. Though she escaped, she would forever be haunted by the experience. Drawn to Manhattan, the Doctor and the Ponds discover the city to be overrun by angels. River Song is there too, living the plot of a spy novel, though there is little to laugh or smile at during the episode. The opening lesson is that reading a historical fact can make it a fixed point, so when Rory comes across a headstone with his name on it, there is disaster in the air. An angel, the lone survivor of one of the Doctor's latest massacres, zaps him back in time. Amy elects to trust in the angel to send her back to the same moment, leading to one of the most dramatic exits of a companion in Doctor Who history. However, all the Doctor needs to do is nip into the TARDIS and go back to get them. There's a half-hearted explanation that says one more paradox like this would tear New York apart, but couldn't he just have got the TARDIS to somewhere like New Jersey, hopped in a cab, and gone and picked them up? 5. Squish that snake. The Doctor Who movie introduced the audience to Paul McGann's 8th Doctor, who would not be seen again until the brilliant Night of the Doctor in 2013. Putting aside the fact that the Doctor could have gone back in time and posted a note to let 7 know to duct as he walked out the TARDIS, it was his lack of action against Eric Roberts' Master that makes this list. When the Master first appears in the film, he takes the form of a snake-like symbiont, who then takes over the body of a paramedic. Evil hijinks ensue, with the Doctor and Grace coming out on top by the end of the story. The Doctor then hops into the TARDIS to go and, presumably, light the flame of the Time War. There was nothing to say he couldn't have gone back and used the TARDIS, find the Snake Master before it took the body of Eric Roberts. Considering that to save the day, the Doctor had to reset time back to before the Eye of Harmony opens to reverse the damage that it has caused to reality, then undoing events in time is already in the plot. Maybe the Doctor just doesn't like paramedics? 4. Bill's long wait. Did the Doctor just not like Bill or something? While they seem to make a great pair, her sudden assault and technical murder seems to be enough to make the Doctor forget he's standing in front of a time machine. Bill is taken down to the lower decks of the ship they have arrived on. It's parked on the edge of a black hole, messing with the flow of time, so that it is much slower for the Doctor, Missy, and Nardole, but much quicker for Bill. While they dither, she waits 10 years. The Doctor elects to take the elevator down to find her. Once he arrives, he discovers that he's just too late. Bill has been converted into a Cyberman, one of the original Mondasian Cybermen that had last made their appearance in the 1966 serial, The Tenth Planet. The ending is shocking, sad, and sudden, only slightly overpowered by the return of John Sims' Master as well. Yet it could all have been changed had the Doctor simply hopped in the TARDIS, nipped downstairs, and brought her to the hospital on New Earth. 3. Poor Kathy Nightingale. Blink is frequently cited as one of the best episodes of Doctor Who's revival era. It introduced the Weeping Angels, Sally Sparrow, and the fantastic dialogue was seen with the TV. However, there's one very unlucky person in the entire story, and that is Kathy Nightingale. She accompanies Sally to Wester Drumlins, though quickly runs afoul of the Weeping Angels. Beamed back into the past and to a different part of the country, she's forced to remain there. While she tells Sally via a letter that she ended up living a happy life, marrying the man she met on her arrival, one question that bugs us is, why did she have to stay there at all? By the end of the episode, Sally is able to give the Doctor his folder that he will need to defeat the angels. While poor Billy Shipton had to stay in the past, there was no reason that Kathy should have had to stay there. She didn't directly affect the timeline, providing aid or much needed information, thanks to her trip to the past. Therefore, leaving her there is a bit cruel, really. 2. Prevent Professor Marcus Scarman's discovery. Pyramids of Mars is one of the most iconic Fourth Doctor serials, with Tom Baker and Elizabeth Sladen in top form as the Doctor and Sarah Jane Smith, respectively. Gabriel Wolfe appears as Sutek, the extraterrestrial who served as the inspiration for the Egyptian god Set, and who would later return as the voice of the beast in The Impossible Planet and The Satan Pit. When Professor Marcus Scarman discovers and accidentally opens Sutek's prison, a nail-biting race follows to stop the Eva alien from carrying out his plan. The Doctor impresses on Sarah Jane the need to stop him, as with a trip to the future, he is able to let her know the devastation that will come from its reign. Therein lies the reason that it's included here. The Doctor used the TARDIS to travel to a possible future, so what stopped him from travelling to the past? A past where he managed to stop Sutek from rising at all. Though he's able to cause the creature to age to death using time travel, it still comes after several people have paid the price for Scarman's curiosity. And number 1. Stop that, Time Lord! While this use of time travel would rob the audience of every story from the last 60 years, it is an inescapable question when one looks at the implications of time travel. Why, when they were sitting on a planet equipped with many of them, did the High Council of the Time Lords, or even Rassilon specifically, not simply travel to stop the Doctor ever leaving Gallifrey? In normal times, this would have been unthinkable. How many civilizations has the Doctor personally saved? Think of Donna and Rose looking up at the sky, watching the stars go out. Sure, the impact of the Doctor has had on the universe is irreversible, so this plan is out. Rassilon, however, was more than happy to destroy the very fabric of time on the final day of the Time War. At this point, would sending an agent back to that fateful day not spare the Time Lords an enormous headache? While the Doctor was not responsible for the war itself, his actions certainly contributed to its outbreak. Despite all of the good intentions coming from the most famous blue box on television, the Doctor has inspired many dark empires to rise up in their attempts to take him down. Food for thought.